Today I'm going to show you how to consume a batch execution web service created in Azure ML from a Visual Studio Console application. I've already created a training experiment, a scoring experiment, and published a web service. The experiment uses U.S. Census data to predict whether a person's income will be less than or more than $50,000. This is the web service's dashboard. Note the API key and the links to the API help page for request, response, and batch execution services. In this video, we will call the BES web service. To do that, we will use the sample C# code in the API help page. From the API help page, I have copied the sample C# code and pasted it into the console app project I have created in Visual Studio. To set up this project, we will need to do a few things here. We need to install an ASP.NET package using the Package Manager console and add a reference to Azure Storage, which I have already done here. Next, we need to provide information on the Azure Storage account and the input and output file locations. BES can score a batch file with many records, and we are providing the location of the local file. Here it is Census Input CSV, and using a storage account to upload it for processing. After processing is complete, the output file with the scored results will be written to Azure Storage and copied to the local output file location we specify here. Next, we need to specify the API key which we copy from the web service dashboard. Now we can run the app. The console output shows the results including the blob and output file locations. The output is created here with the scoring results. We can also view the output uploaded to blob storage using the URL provided in the application console by pasting it into the browser's address bar. We have processed our input file and generated and stored the results in two locations. Thanks for watching.